Go and hit it.
Dear Chicago. Don't say.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Okay, I was going to, this is Kathy Bacon, and I'm kind of, I think I have like a sinus thing going on, so I think I sound funny to myself. Maybe I should just plug my nose. Okay, so anyway. Okay, it's Happy Valentine's Day, and obviously you're going to play this too late, but anyway, Happy Valentine's Day. And so here's my thing. Seriously, now, listen up. Everyone pay attention, and don't, like, fast-forward to this, or you're going to miss some valuable information. Sorry, Roger. I was going to, what do you call it, rehearse this? And then I went, no, huh? That would be likely too much work. So here's the thing. Listeners, fellow listeners, podcasters, even if you're a podcaster, come on. Support. That's support and content. That's what it's all about, okay? So listen up. I don't know whether or not you can tell. Like, you're at 91 subscribers right now, and I think you should get to 100. So 9 people who have not subscribed to the YouTube videos need to subscribe. If you can tell who those 9 people are, put their name in a hat. Everyone needs to call and tell Ricky happy birthday, which is coming up in 2 weeks. And everyone needs to call and tell Ricky and Tony congratulations on their nuptials, which is coming up in 3 weeks. And everyone needs to call and say happy 600th show to the Fall Monkeys. So everyone that calls for all 3 of those or just 1 of those events, put their name in a hat. And after you have everyone's name in a hat and all the events are over and after you get back from the honeymoon or whatever, pick a winner and then I will give them a prize. Yeah, a prize from Kathy Bacon. And I'm not going to say what it is right now, so because I don't want people to do it or not do it based on the prize. I just want you to do it because it's fun. So hurry up. Now. Like, call right now. Saturday morning, Valentine's Day, 8:55 a.m. Pick up your phone and do it. Or do it. I wish I could give your phone number here. It's got 6, isn't it? Which is really kind of creepy. So, okay, goodbye.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
Snow Princess.
Oh, it's Snow Princess.
Hi, y'all. What up, bitches?
You were listening to episode
599. Yeah. 99 is a lucky number. 99 is... I can't do it.
I loved your dance, though. Right? If this is a video podcast.
Oh, my God.
You're listening to Ricky and Roger. We record this shitty show outside of Chicago, Illinois.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We talk about things like oatmeal.
Buckwheat. Both the comedian and the grain.
Right. We talk about periods, farts, poops, and pee.
We have not talked about all that stuff in a very long time, which is fine because we don't need to talk about
it. But sometimes we have to talk about it.
That's fine.
Like today, for instance, I hate when you're in the shower and you're like all showering up and then you're
and
like,
then you
oh,
shit.
My stomach hurts. I need to shit.
And then shit just pours out your ass.
Yeah.
And you're fart, like, damn, I got a car again.
But it's actually a shart in the shower, so it doesn't count. No, and then you have to get out of the shower
and then take a
like,
shit.
Your legs are all wet, just so you're sliding all over the toilet. Mm. And just, it's just too much. Like, too much. It probably, if I would have known I was going to be diarrhea, I probably just went in the shower.
And then played with it for a little bit. Like,
yeah, like smushed it down into the thing with my toe.
Wow.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm perfect. I mean, goddamn.
I bet that happens.
I don't even want... Like, I hate talking about shit. Like, You know, it's kind of funny because did you listen to Catching Up? They were talking about
how they don't like talking about poop stories.
Beyonce doesn't like talking about...
Beyonce.
He doesn't like talking about poop.
But he did
I don't necessarily either. However, if you have a good poop story, it needs to be said out loud.
Could you make your microphone just a little taller?
Why?
So that I don't have to see your face.
I mean, if it's not one fucking thing, it's another. No, fuck you, go to hell.
Oh, yeah. Love you.
I'm going to help you fall down the stairs. I'm not going to pick you up.
Oh, my God. And those stairs are scary because they're like... they're wooden. They're narrow. And they're wooden, narrow. And they have nails.
He would literally hit every wall on the way down.
Actually, they're so narrow, I may not even move if I fell.
You'd be like... Pomp,
just get pomp. Stuck.
Just stuck.
I just am scraped by all the nails.
No, we took them off.
It wasn't nails, it was staples, right?
Yeah, no, there were nails, but then we took off the staples and everything.
Because it had carpet on it.
It had the lining of carpet on there because my uncle decided to take he was going to replace the carpeting, and he did. But then my mom decided, when we took off the carpet, that was the last thing that had carpet on there. So my mom took the carpet off, and we never got around to taking off the inside of it. Uh-huh. And I just got tired of it. So I was like, I can't. I was like, this is adding to my sinuses, the dust and all that shit. Plus, I didn't know, I didn't want the dogs to run up the stairs and have that on their paws. Mm-hmm. So I just, one day I came home and I was like, fuck this shit. I'm taking it off.
You pulled up all the asbestos in the house.
Correct.
Asbestos.
So now I'm dying of, glass in my lungs.
Right.
And now, yay, I'm going to bleed to death. And then, and so we took it off. And I took all the staples that were sticking out. Yeah.
You did a very good job.
It was a very good, it was a good workout.
I'm so proud of you.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
I was going to paint them, but I don't give a shit.
No, don't do all that.
No.
I mean, it's not necessary.
No.
No. So I had the most interesting thing happen to me yesterday.
What happened?
You know, I'm trying to eat healthier, so on days that I...
Why are you trying to be like me?
Monday through Thursday, I take my lunch to work. You know, I try to be healthy.
That's a good thing.
You know, I eat yogurt in the morning, and then I'll have an oatmeal.
Don't... before you continue, isn't it weird? Because I think you're the same way as I am. Like, I think that for us, it's... we eat the worst at lunch. Right? Because that's when you order out. But most people are the opposite. They're like, they eat healthier at lunch and then they eat like shit at home.
Right.
How is that even possible?
I don't know. That's weird.
Because I could see it. Like, I understand why that happens because it's like you get lazy and you just order in or whatever. So I understand that dynamic. But when I get home, the last thing I want to do is eat out because it's like I'd rather eat a homemade meal because that's better. Right. So on my days off, I don't eat nearly as much or nearly as bad as if I was at work. Why does that happen?
If it was not for Tony fixing food, I would probably only eat once a day. Because when I'm not at work, I kind of feel like I'm busy or doing stuff. So I don't think about food.
Right. Like, you don't think about food.
But I'm at work, I'm like, oh my God, it's 12 o'clock here because I'm fucking starving.
Oh my God, I just walked in. It's 8:35 and I'm starving.
Yeah. Why I'm talking about diarrhea is I went to Taco Bell yesterday, right? I haven't been in a while. But
was that your guys' Valentine's dinner?
No, this was for lunch yesterday at work. So, the guy that works there, I don't want to say he's autistic. He might be. He's just a little different.
Watch it. I mean, so did you hear the greetings from nowhere?
Well,
about the vaxxers?
Oh, yeah. I actually called them today and talked about that. Left them a voicemail.
Got it.
I have a nephew that's autistic. So, you know, I know the experience. This guy is not like my nephew. My nephew is a little bit more
on the spectrum.
Right. He can't live by himself, but this guy obviously works. Mm-hmm. You know, he has the ability.
He is differently abled.
Right.
That's the politically correct word for retard.
It's just like, no, we don't
it is. Say that. Look it up.
But we don't say that word. we try to use it less and less every day.
Yes.
But he's just different. Like, I gave him my credit card. He's like, credit card. So it's like receipt. So everything he does, he verbally announces.
Right.
But as I was waiting for my food, we started talking about President's Day.
What if he came up to your food, came back with your tray of food and said, diarrhea?
Pretty much. Like when you order your food, like you say it and then he says it. Right. And then you say your next item and then he says it. And then you say your next. So he repeats the whole thing. And then at the end, he repeats the whole thing. Then he asks for your name. And, you know, it's just.
Right.
It's and then when he gives you the food, Ricky, here's your burrito, your two Mexi Melts. So it's like he remembers things.
I don't
things.
Like that being called out when I eat lunch. They're like, we got it's two double really Whoppers with cheese, extra mayo, no onion.
I was the only person in there.
No, I know, but I'm just saying in general. Like, right. I hate, like, it's full. And so this bitch going to come
Burger
out.
Burger King's the worst.
Oh, my God. It's like,
order for Roger.
It's like, it's like, hi, two double Whoppers with cheese, extra mayo. Roger, your order's ready.
14 chicken nuggets, four extra large fries, and a small Diet Coke.
No. Extra large Diet Coke. Let's be clear. It's like, I don't need you to. I just might as well wear a fucking scarlet letter F for fat ass. I mean, I hate that.
But you're so big, you can actually put the F-A on it.
Like, no, you just spell out the whole thing. It's right. Just fat ass.
But as I was waiting for my food, he was talking about President's Day. He was like, oh, I don't have President's Day off. And I was like, oh, you know, I'm fortunate I get to have that day off. He goes, I don't even understand President's Day. And he was like super smart. And then he started like stating like the first, I don't know, 15 or 20 presidents and like their names and their birth dates. And he was like, there's only four presidents that were born in February. And they were George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, McKinley, and someone else. I don't know. He was naming them off. Mm-hmm. And then he started going into McKinley died because he didn't wear a coat to his speech. So a year later, he died of pneumonia. He was sick the whole time. And blah, blah, blah. Like, he's like that really super smart person that remembers stuff.
Right.
And then I felt like
a dumbass.
So stupid because I was like, I've never even heard of that president. You know, I mean, it's just like, of course we heard of Washington and Lincoln, but who and Jackson, right. But who else between them do we know? You know?
Wow. I mean, there's Polk. There's, Kennedy.
Okay, Kennedy there's is Clinton. Not even close to the first 15 presidents.
Well, there was.
And do you only know Polk because he was from this area?
No. No, actually, I'll tell you why, how I know that that's Polk. There's a Polk because I was listening
to. He was the cross-dresser. Was he the cross-dresser president?
I think so. Because there's a commercial that they play on NBC. In the mornings, it's like where they're reciting the, there's like, I guess there's like a president song. So there's like Washington, Jackson, da, 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 Polk and blah, blah. And I'm like, I fucking don't know. Yeah, I couldn't tell you the first 15 presidents.
I can't even tell you the last one. Because he's not a real person.
Thanks, Barack.
Oh,
did you? Because he's not a real person. He's an enigma.
He's a Muslim. No. That's awful.
Oh, I don't, do not don't piss that. Off. Don't oh. piss off them people out there's.
Y'all, they're getting serious about the ISIS stuff now. Like
we're going to head into World War III. That's that we that I mean, people need to just come to the realization that that is going to happen and we're going to
all die.
No, that we're literally going to go in that direction with this ISIS people because they do not want to stop. And you know, and again, it's like I said the last week. It's like they
can't stop.
They're so
we won't stop.
What are you doing?
My Cyrus.
No. That's like a real slow version of that.
I think war should be like that Miley Cyrus video.
I came in like a wrecking
ball. Okay. Wrong video. I kind of like Miley Cyrus.
I love Miley Cyrus. She is trash-alicious, and I love it.
I kind of want to be her. She like posts pictures of her dildos on Instagram.
Oh, totally.
I mean,
she's like,
who would love to have that freedom and not give freedom. A shit? No, I mean, and have all the money and not have to give a shit about losing your job or.
Oh, yeah. You well, know. You wouldn't lose your job because you don't have anybody from your job on your Insta.
It would go viral.
Right. Headline news, NBC. Brian Williams is clearly telling a lie. Ricky's dildos on display.
I still.
Oh, Lord.
Can't believe that they suspended him for telling this story. You know what?
He did not tell a story. He lied.
If we spent as much time on congressmen who fucking lie all the time, as we do someone that's famous, we'd have a better Congress. Why aren't they investigating congressmen that lie all the fucking time?
So I get what you're saying with that, and I agree with you, but clearly the people who are handling Congress are not interested in pointing out people's lies and firing them. Clearly.
Well,
what I said last week, it's a big deal because you have someone that is seen in the eyes of American as a trusted journalist. Okay. And for him to lie twice, that's insane.
Like, okay, what if he came out as gay? His whole life he's been lying that he was not gay, and then he came out as gay. Should he be suspended?
No, lying? Of course not. He told a lie.
And he said he embellished.
No, he did not embellish. He said that he was on the actual helicopter that got hit, which is not the truth. One, two, he said that they were when the truth came out from people who were on the actual fucking helicopter that said he was not even near. He didn't even land until minutes later.
He was still there.
It was a lie. It doesn't matter. I don't care. Whatever which way you want to look at it, he lied. And for a lot of American people to see a journalist that is considered a trustworthy, someone who reports accurately dictated news that he gets from other people, he lied. This was his personal story. I'm sorry. To me, that it just, I mean, to be that kind of journalist, that to me is, you're a liar. And I can't trust that you're going to tell us moving forward the news if you can't even go on NBC and say, I lied, I'm sorry. He tiptoed around the entire fucking thing.
I don't even know what he said. But
he was like, in my excitement of telling the story, I mixed the stories up.
Well,
how the fuck are you going to sit there and say, but that's not the truth though. Because then later again, it was then undiscovered that he actually did in fact lie. And not only that, but then he also lied about being the only person when Katrina happened that got dysentery with a crew of like 20 people and said that he saw a dead body float by because he saw the man commit suicide. And then he saw the body float in front of him. And then after that, he got dysentery and he was out of having to report Katrina when there was a 20-person crew with him and no one got dysentery except him.
Well, that doesn't mean anything. He could have been sick.
No, but he was lying. How can you sit there and say that you are...
Maybe he did not want to be there.
Okay, and that's fine, but he should have said that instead of lying about having dysentery when he didn't, in fact, have that.
Maybe he had diarrhea. It just wasn't dysentery.
Why
does that even matter? Because he didn't report on... I mean, he reported what they gave him to report on Katrina. If he didn't want to be there, he didn't want to be there.
No, he... Well, that is not... They don't... When you're, I'm assuming, I don't know, because I'm not alive.
You're not certified in this?
The thing is that I think you're thinking that he's just a TV personality, like if it was we were watching the personalities here he's not a TV personality. He is an actual journalist. So the credibility of his journalism is being put into question when you have two stories that you lied about. That, to me, you should get suspended for. Because where's your credibility as a journalist?
Yeah.
He's not just a TV personality that gets read, that gets fed his lines.
We're about to go into World War III, and we're worried about a broadcaster who lied about two stories. Come on, get it together.
I think nonetheless, it's a big deal that he lied, and I think he should have got, I think he actually should get fired for it.
Yeah.
I don't, and I think that he should be questioned his other stories that he's told. I think that they should be put in question, because if he lied about two stories, what the hell else has he been lying about?
He was making it dramatic. He was writing his own novel.
A dramatic interpretation? Yes. Come on now. To me, I see why people are making it such a big deal. But you're right. There are other things that we should be focusing on, which they are. CNN has been focused. Oh my God.
I mean, who has a measles party? Did you see that?
No. Oh, I saw the invitation. The little girl?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Expose your kids to measles. Are you fucking crazy? I said this on Greetings from Nowhere, like when I called them. I was like, how embarrassing is it of the United States of America that we are having this issue,
right,
when the poorest people here can get vaccinated, but in other countries like Africa or really, you know, third world countries would fucking beg
to do
for those vaccinations. Right. That is so embarrassing of the United States.
So here's here's my personal opinion about the vaxxers and the non-vaxxers or whatever. Like, I think, you know, I think there's something to be said with the number of people who have gotten vaccinations and there isn't a problem. Okay. Like, I think that that's just show for something. You know, it obviously something is going right now. Now, I also think that people who don't want to vaccinate their children have the right to think that, but you also
don't take your fucking kids in public.
Right. You also need to be mindful that that could put other people in danger. Not only does it put other people in danger, that you may not know, like if you're in a supermarket and your kid hasn't had any vaccination and then you're around a little baby, like you're putting that baby's life at risk. Now, I don't necessarily agree with Christina's, like, they're, you know, terrorists. Like, I think a little bit too strong for me to agree with. Oh,
they compare them to terrorists?
Right. Like, I mean, you know, a kid doesn't really know. Maybe the parents
should
know.
That's another thing I mentioned. I feel sorry for the kids who don't know what they're experiencing.
But at the same time, you have to kind of look at the numbers and the comparison. I mean, clearly, vaccinations are doing something right, because if they were doing something wrong, then we would all have some sort of medical issue. And who knows? Maybe we do. That is somewhat related to a vaccine that we got when we were so young or kids or whatever, that we just haven't pinpointed that's what's causing it. You know, so I guess as when you look at the whole vaxxer, the non-vaxxer's point of view in terms of like this could potentially cause, okay, you could maybe say that, but food can potentially cause you to have diabetes and all sorts of diseases.
Diarrhea, dysentery.
Right. I mean, it's like
Brian Williams. At least say you ate something with dysentery.
Right. No, at least you say you didn't want to be there.
Right.
So, because it's a racial thing. That's I think what people are trying to get at is that he didn't want to be there because
I don't think so. I think he was seeing some very horrible things. And he probably didn't want to see
it. Quite possibly. I mean, and that could be a truth. But also another truth could be that he did not want to be there because he was afraid for his life. Whatever that may be.
Well, what does that have to do with race? Maybe he thought he might drown.
Maybe he thought that he would get, like, held up or something. You never know. I mean, I know it's a stretch, but it could be something that could happen. Anyways, going back to the vaccination thing. I agree that you should not... responsible and not giving vaccinations to your kids, then you should be responsible enough to protect your kids in home. And I think that you need to go to a doctor that you can have those questions answered that you have, because clearly you don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you know, Fox News is already stating that it's illegal immigrants that bring over measles. That's clearly how it started.
Right. And I'm sure when they mean illegal immigrants, they're talking about Mexicans.
And how many illegal immigrants go to Disneyland for vacation?
That's where the epidemic started, right? Illegal immigrants are the people who are cutting the grass to make the fucking Disneyland look beautiful. So they need to recognize.
Right.
Maybe that's the reason why the measles are here.
No. Especially a disease that was pretty much eradicated in the United States.
It's a hot topic. It's a hot button issue. I think that you as a parent have the right to question what is being put in your child. However, with that being said, if you are concerned with what's going into your child, then you need to talk to your doctor and get that affirmation from your doctor that this is going to protect them.
Of course the doctor's going to say... get vaccinated. I think most doctors have to say that.
Well, and I'm sure that that's true.
Licensed doctors, not naturalist doctors.
Right. But you do have to, I think that you should have those questions answered by a doctor. I mean, and you know, it may be one of those things where it could be like, it so happens to be that your kid had something in his DNA that could have triggered because of the vaccination that you got, but you will never know that. And you can't sit there and say that X vaccination gave my child X whatever. You don't know that.
Yeah, Jenny McCarthy.
Well, I guess
this is one of the reasons, she's one of those non-vaxxers.
Yeah, but didn't it end up being that he has autism, but it's like on a lower spectrum, or like he doesn't even have autism?
No, I think it's like a lower spectrum. It doesn't matter. She blamed the vaccinations on it, and right. She's like, she's all about non-vaccinations, which I think is totally crazy to me. But
I mean, I think it's all about taking responsibility. And I mean, if you're going to be that sort of, I don't want to say ignorant, but if you're going to be that cautious, then you need to worry about the formula that you're giving your child to eat.
The car that you're driving in.
The breast milk that you know, the stuff that went into your breast milk to feed your child. Like, what did you eat that now you're putting into your child? So if you
need only had a bottle of Xanax before I got pregnant.
Right. So, I mean, I think it's one of...
It should be fine.
I think that's what needs to be put in perspective, I think. If you're gonna go down that route of, I don't want to vaccinate my kid because it could A, B, C. Do you not... The power of food is... Food can literally change your DNA. Literally change it.
Wait, you're not a doctor, so I don't... Let's not say literally...
No, it could change your DNA. Like, it could literally change, like, you could become a broccoli.
Well, if you eat a lot of carrots, you can turn orange.
You're walking around like a carrot.
Well, another thing I said when I called them is that at least these kids, once they get to an age of where they can make decisions.
If they don't die.
Well, yeah, if they don't get these diseases, then as an adult, they can still be vaccinated.
Right.
And like these parents are saying, well, it's just the measles. We have medications to help. Well, what if these measles aren't the same measles that killed people 50, 60 right. years ago?
Like it's multiplied or.
Right. So it's stupid. And until Christina and Nicole said, until it's the law, which I don't understand how it's not the law, because you have to be vaccinated before you can go to school here.
Right.
That there's. You can't. You have to be vaccinated.
Right.
You have to be vaccinated before you can go to college.
Right.
So how are these people homeschooled?
Yes. I think, well, not all of them, but I think some of them were homeschooled. Like, I know that, like, this, I think the stuff that Christina was talking about, I think the people were homeschooled. Or I think she was referring to an article or something and those people were homeschooled, but it's not just that. And I do agree with Christina in regards to, like, you know, it's not just keeping them at home. It's when they go out in public as well. Like, they're putting other people in danger that you don't even know. Like, I mean, granted that's, you know, the measles are, when you have vaccination, they protect you and they protect you for the rest of your life. So you're already good. However, if you have a very particular strain of measles that wasn't protected under that shot, like, you're putting other people in danger.
What if we've gone all these years without having measles? It's been gone. And then all of a sudden, like, 3/4 of the American population die because of measles.
Yeah.
Because of measles.
Yeah.
Not because of warfare or the flu or, you know, pneumonia. But fucking measles.
You know, and that's another thing that she had mentioned was like airborne diseases, because apparently measles is extremely contagious. Like, it's in the air for like, I think if I remember hearing, it was like 20 minutes, it's still in the air. I mean, that's crazy to think that people now have the, like,
bio warfare?
Yeah, like bio, like she was saying, which I know she didn't come out. I know that this is not the way she meant it, but it sounded a little racist what she had said about, like, having someone with the hijab and spraying something in the air, because that could be
but
Christian
it's hair
people.
Spray.
But it could be. I mean, right? She lifted her.
But your hair is covered, girl. What are you spraying?
Right. I'm trying to hold the fabric in place. I understand what she was saying. I know she's not. I'm not, Christine, I'm not saying that you're a racist at all. I just saying, because you just referenced that and not anything else, it could be anybody. It doesn't have to be someone who's wearing. It could be. I mean, take for example the guy
Americans.
Who killed the people in North Carolina.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it was a white man who was an atheist. Like, he could have easily been spraying shit in the air. I mean, it just the thing
I
is
hope
that
it's not
anybody
Aquanet because it ruins the earth.
Right. No, I think they make better bottles now.
Oh.
Yeah. I think they're not, they don't have aerosol in them anymore.
What was that called? GFCs? Or, I don't think it's an aerosol anymore, but it was like eating away at the ozone layer. Yeah. What was that called?
I don't know.
I guess it's so not commonly used anymore that no. you don't really know the name of it anymore.
No.
GCFs? I don't know.
GMOs?
Homos! No.
Homosexuals,
we're being sprayed in the air.
We're getting rid of the ozone layer, y'all, because we want a tan.
Because we want hot hair to the heavens, so we be closer to God. Okay. Right.
Okay. And everybody else can die of skin cancer.
But it could be anybody. I just wanted to just mention that it could be anyone. It doesn't have to necessarily. I mean, this could happen to anyone. And it's scary, the idea that this could that people are even thinking about doing that. Well, not me. I've been
vaccinated.
Well, I was vaccinated too.
Wow.
Maybe that's the reason why I'm fat. Maybe. Oh my God. Goddamn vaxxers.
Fat and gay. Fat and gay.
Fat and gay.
Christina, we answered your question.
That's we got vaccinated and we're fat and gay because of it.
Thanks, vaxxers.
So let's move on. You crazy vaxxers.
Shoot, y'all be crazy.
I know.
Giving shots and
trying
shit.
To stick somebody. Mm-hmm.
I'll stick you.
But anyway.
I'll stick you.
Christina, I feel your passion.
How about vaxxing this?
Oh. Oh, Ricky wants his butt vaccinated.
Injected.
ooh, it went in.
So there's the story of
it's hot in here.
I know. Here, you can take this back.
I'm like,
but it's like super cold outside, so we can't open the windows.
Like we're trading fans right now,
right? So you guys, they came out with an article of the likelihood of being shot in Chicago. What's your percentages? And also along with that, your area is called Belmont Craigan.
Mm-hmm.
Craigan. Did you hear about this little boy that got shot here?
I think so. Like not too, like on Grand and like Fullerton. No, Grand and I can't remember what the street is, but yeah, I heard about it.
All right, so this is what the story says.
Modulation, girl. I heard you up in that speaker.
I kind of feel like the microphone's a little tall. Here we go. If you and another person get arrested together in Chicago, you're both part of a loose network of people with a high risk of getting shot in the future, Yale University researchers say in a newly published study. Only 6% of the people in Chicago between 2006 and 2012 were listed on arrest reports as co-offenders in crimes, the study says. But those people became the victims of 70% of the non-fatal shootings in the city over the same period.
Y'all, we got some criminals.
The study called Tragic But Not Random, The Social Contagion of Non-Fatal Gunshot Injuries. Okay, first, that is a long-ass name for a study. Can we shorten it? Acronyms, please.
Yes. I mean, you're from fucking Yale.
It shows the risk of becoming a gunshot victim in Chicago is more concentrated than previously thought, according to Andrew Papakristos, one of the authors.
Greek.
Papakristos. More than ever, the Chicago Police Department is borrowing ideas from academics like Papakristos to fashion anti-violence strategies. For instance, the department used his social network theories to generate its own list of at-risk people. According to the department, many became gun victims. Wait, I skipped a paragraph. Gary McCarthy, who is the police superintendent here, mm-hmm. believes that the list is helping his beat officers concentrate on those people most likely to become shooting victims or shoot someone else. Like beat officers, that's totally not appropriate for like all the abuse scandals that's been going on lately.
I think that's what's considered like street doctors, street cops.
Oh, okay,
like they walk to the beat of their own music. I don't know.
As was previously known, race was a key risk factor in getting shot, the study noted. For every 100,000 people, an average of one white person, 28 Hispanics, and 113 blacks became victims of non-fatal shootings every year in Chicago over the six-year study period.
I mean, why do I gotta be about black people?
But Papakristos and his team sought to go beyond a racial explanation for the non-fatal shootings. They were trying to explain why a specific young African-American male in a high-crime neighborhood becomes a shooting victim while another young black man in the same neighborhood doesn't, the study said. Such social network analysis allows the manpower-strapped Chicago Police Department to discern who's at risk rather than casting the net really wide, he said. The latest Yale University study was built on Papachristos' previous social network research into the murders on the west side. He had studied killings between 2005 and 2010 in West Garfield Park and North Lawndale, which are really bad areas in the city.
Very bad.
Like, real scary.
Like, real scary.
We're not even, seriously, we're not even playing. It's a bad.
Yeah, I don't even think walking in the daytime is... It's definitely safer in the daytime to walk over there than it is in the evening. But people don't
go there.
But people, yeah.
About 70% of the
killings... Oh, wait, before you go there, but you know what, though? That actually kind of makes sense in regards to more than one person. Because in those areas, I mean, it's not safe to walk by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So that would kind of make sense. I mean, that would be the obvious is...
But what about the one white person that got shot? They don't have friends?
Well, because they're stupid. They decided to be black and walk outside at night. They
were probably trying to find some drugs or something.
No, they were probably trying to find a big black dick.
Oh.
And they got shot finding that big black dick.
About
Oh, no, because it was non-violent, right? Or right.
No, it's not non-violent. It's non-fatal.
Non-fatal. All right. So he must have got beat. His ass must have got beat up by that big black dick.
No, he was shot. It just didn't kill him.
Right, he was shot with that big black dick right up his ass. Oh.
About 70% of the killings occurred in what Papachristos found was a social network of only about 1,600 people. Out of the population of about 80,000 in those neighborhoods, inside the social network, the risk of being killed was 30 out of 1,000.
Damn.
For the others in those neighborhoods, the risk of getting murdered was less than 1 in 1,000. Papachristos said his team has been doing similar studies and research in Boston, Cincinnati, Newark, New Haven, Connecticut, East Palo Alto, California, Stockton, California, and other cities. When I think of New Haven, Connecticut, I do not think of crime. Do you?
No, but I could see, I mean, if there's a predominance of like white people, especially white people who have like middle class to upper class white people, like I could see how the violence would increase in that area if it's either surrounded by or there is another area that isn't of, like if the distribution of middle class and higher class people is not within a large vicinity, mm-hmm. and it's only concentrated in that area, and then on the outskirt of it, it could be, you know, like lower class, then I could see the disparity in terms of why that would be considered a violent area, mm-hmm. because then you have people that are essentially, you know, kind of encapsulating them.
So, but that's basically being our area, I mean, I guess we're okay, but I don't want to be shot fatally. Well, first, I don't want to be shot fatally. But I don't want to be shot and not die from it. I don't want to be shot. So,
well, I mean, but the likelihood of that happening, I guess, like in this area, I mean, it's very slim. I mean, there's gangs around here. There's gangs where you live, I'm sure. And, you know, I think they don't. Those people, the only time that would actually happen to you is if you were caught in the crossfire of something, or you were in
between the two gangs.
Yeah, like or you were at a place at the wrong time. You know what I mean? Like at a wrong place at the wrong time. I mean, that could be something that could happen. But I mean, my mom has lived here, and we've seen people running from one end of the park and running. And literally, you could hear gunfire. Mm-hmm. And they would drop to the floor, wait, get up slowly, and start running more because they knew they were being attacked. I mean, everyone just kind of, you know, as soon as they start to get closer, that you get up in your house and you stay away from the windows and hopefully nothing will happen. I mean, and that doesn't happen. And that's not to say that happens a lot, because it doesn't. I mean, like, for example, that kid who got shot in here, I mean, that's usually, that stuff kind of happens further south from here.
Well, also too, like, let's just say it was an incident of a baby being shot in a house. It's probably more likely that someone in that family is involved with some type of gang, and that's why this happened in that area.
Yes,
it's very not like rarely, people just go to a house and shoot through a window to shoot a person.
There is always some sort of involvement from someone that's in that house. It doesn't necessarily need to be related to the person that got shot, but there is. It's related in the sense that they were there when this was happening. So, I mean, you know, like, we've heard, like, stories of people getting beat up in this area. I mean, my mom said that at her work, and she works maybe 10, 15 minutes away from here. And it's, you know, I mean, I wouldn't say it's necessarily it's a ghetto area. I don't even think it, I wouldn't even consider it to be a dangerous area, really, because it's on a major street. But someone got shot at, like, 7 in the morning in broad daylight. They were coming out the house, and bam, he was shot, and he died. I mean, so it could happen, but that was one of those things where it was that person was doing something with, you know, that they shouldn't have been doing, and, you know, that ended up happening. Yeah. So, but, I don't necessarily worry about this area. I mean, my mom has been living here for so many years. It's not, you know, like, you know, most of us know each other. But, you know, I do have to say that, and I know this is going to come off a little racist against my own people, but the increase of Latinos and the increase of Black people have increased the crime. And that's, and when you look up, and when you look at that, one, it's very sad for your own race, because it's like,
oh my God, we're gonna get emails. I already know it.
That's okay, I don't care. You know, it's sad to say that the increase of a minority area, like, if the increase of minorities in an area that isn't necessarily full of minorities, the crime rate goes up. It's sad to say that, but
except for if it's homosexuals, because when they move into an area, it gets cleaned up and everything's perfect.
Right. Well, it gets gentrified. I wouldn't say perfect, a minority. But
when a minority moves into your area and they're the homosexual
orientation
tendencies,
yeah,
because they were vaccinated,
right?
The area gets nice.
Yeah. But that speaks to that as well. Like, I mean, you have a higher, like, for example, Logan Square, like, that for a long time was not a very good area.
Bucktown
was the same thing. And then you had all these hipsters, all these white people that wanted to buy really low property at, you know, like, really, really cheap property, and then increase the price value by fixing it to get people out, increasing the rent. And there you have this weight scale of, now you have this sort of class coming up, and then you have this sort of class leaving. Well, what happens when that class leaves? They need to be spread out for the, you know, the rest of the city.
When they filmed the first Real World here, you know, over there in Bucktown, that whole area was straight up ghetto, and they were in the process of gentrifying it.
Yeah.
So I mean, they, like, filmed, like, where there were gang members and people being killed in alleyways. And
yeah. I mean,
it's crazy.
Even in Rogers Park, like, where you live, like, I mean, before even you guys moved up there, when I lived in Rogers Park, it was still a little scary. There's still some parts of Rogers Park where I wouldn't walk by myself.
It's usually West Rogers Park, though. That's
no,
like, on the east side of Clark, except for if you're near Howard, like that.
I think that if you are in between, yes, I agree. Like, by Clark in West Rogers Park, because it's got, like, a lot of little shops and things like that. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, there's a lot of gang activity in those areas. And if you go probably within the first block, going in both directions, but the further you get east and the further you get west, it kind of diminishes. But it is really sad to say that where there is lower rents, there is a higher percentage of minorities, the violence increases and the crime increases. And that's really sad to say. But, like, I could tell you, when we first moved here, in this area, we were one of two families that lived. No, actually, we were one of three families that were Latino in this area.
Everyone else
was white, and everyone else was of, like, white or Polish or, like, some descent of that.
Right.
And there was no crime. There was no ghetto-ness. There was none of that. And as soon as housing got cheaper or more available to lower class residents,
right,
the crime increased.
Not lower class citizens.
No,
lower low income.
Low income citizens. Yeah. Or low income people, the crime and, you know, the drug activity and the gang activity started to increase. I mean, we have always had, you know, gang activity. It was just never at what it is now, I suppose.
Closer to the mic. Let's get closer to the mic. I am going to
eat the phone. Eat the phone.
You know, let's move away from scary stuff and let's go to something that's really pleasurable. Like, you just can't live without.
Rude Boy?
Rude Boy.
Wait, I need you to get that. You just need to buy it already.
Do you want me to get Rude Boy, use it, and then let you borrow it?
Sure. I'll just put on a condom and then just throw it on. maybe I'll wash it.
Don't put it in a dishwasher because it's electronic.
Yeah, no. I'll put it in the microwave.
So your microwave explodes.
Right.
At least only paid 50% off of it.
Right. So if you go to adamale.com, you can get most items, or at least one single item, for 50% off by putting
Monkey 50.
Yes.
There's still a lot of interesting things on there, like some of the underwear I'm kind of interested in, but then I'm
you're
thinking,
a whore.
Well, yeah.
Because you want to...
Wait. I want to be Turnip Head.
Right. No, I have to say... by the way, speaking of Turnip Head, thank you, Urban Gaitio, for the email. I appreciate it. I am going to look into getting a pen pal. Moving along, I do have to say that... listening to our last show where you were talking about being a lazy bottom, I seriously was at work... Crack! My eyes were tearing up. I was like literally crying because I was laughing so hard. Explain to people what you would do. But
they already know it was on the last show.
Well, no. I understand that, but just what toy would you like for someone to bring when you're being a lazy bottom? Like besides a rude boy, because that would would have your own.
Yeah, probably anything that would make my blood pressure rise.
Oh shit. I want someone to bring over
a knife, a gun,
rope. Things you cannot buy. Well, right. The rope you could probably buy at adamale.com, but
car battery.
Right.
Shit. What I find interesting is some of the underwear that I'm looking on adamale.com. I'm like, oh, that's super cute. And then I'm like, not on a person that weighs 200, 300 pounds or 280, 300 pounds. That would not look real cute. Like the little fishnet stocking underwear.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, oh, that's kind of hot. And then I'm like, oh, and then people, when I put it on, it's like, what does a whale sound like when it's harpooned? Because that's what's going to sound like when I put those on. But anyway, you guys go to adammel.com, use the code monkey50, and you get half off of any single item and free shipping.
Yes, free shipping is important because I think that's expensive.
And please go and order something so they'll tell us, oh,
you guys have millions of dollars.
Right.
Please do that for us. We really need your help. Call.
Because remember, it costs money to do this.
Yes. So. Oh God, we sound like another podcast.
What else do we have to talk about?
I don't know, I think we should end it. What time are we at?
Our next show is 600.
Yes. And
maybe we'll take a little time off and do 600 when we feel like it. Instead of next week when people expect it. Since we don't have any calls or emails about it yet. Remember, you guys, you have the Kathy Bacon.
Oh, you know what? That's actually a good idea.
We have the
what we're going to do is we're not going to record until we feel like we have enough material.
Right.
And calls and things of that nature. Because remember, Kathy Bacon is doing a contest.
Like three contests.
And then we're doing our own contest. Oh, no, wait. We stopped our own contest. Lala won.
Go to YouTube, subscribe. She said the next 9 people that go and do that, they go in a hat, win a prize.
Big brothering us?
Obsessed with Foul Monkeys.
Oh, I love that. I love Miss Bacon.
If you call and congratulate us on the 600th show, you get put into a hat.
And she's going to get a prize. And apparently Miss Bacon has awesome, awesome gifts. I'm not going to say anything.
I'm not even done with the contest yet.
I'm not going to say anything, but maybe you'll win a mini iPad. I don't know. No, just kidding. Damn, putting her on blast.
Call and wish Ricky a happy birthday.
No one cares about that.
Get your name in a hat. And then call and wish Ricky and Tony happy nuptials.
No one cares about that.
No. So just remember that.
And we have a contest, you guys. And call and take me out on a date, and you'll get your name put on a hat.
Or if you're a really good person, you could just call and say, you know, you don't have to put my name in the hat, but I would really like to tell you how awesome you are, Ricky.
Yes.
That would be amazing.
Oh, just you? Not me?
Well, it's all about me.
Oh, you need to go to that show, because that show, that show is still around. So you need to go to that show.
Well, according to some podcasters, you're coming to your limit of almost having to be gone from the show.
Apparently.
I'll have to find a new butt co-host.
I know. A butt co-host?
Yeah. A butt co-host. Right. That's which, not gonna Barney, happen. From my experience, never do a podcast with someone you're dating because it's horrible.
That is for everyone who does it now, presently, and moving forward.
If it works for you. Sorry, it won't in a while.
It's not working for my ears.
Right. Well, I wish we could go 10 more minutes because we can use this for Rainbow Radio, but we're done.
No.
Sticking a fork in it.
Are you doing anything today for Valentine's Day?
No.
Not even going to dinner?
No, I can't we'll make dinner at our house. Where do you have reservations?
We don't have reservations.
Where are you
going? We're going to the OG.
The Olivia Gardines?
Yes, Olivia Gardines.
Oh my God, maybe yes. We'll go to Olivia Gardines too.
Yes, we're going there. And
what about the Scarlet Crustacean?
No.
Do you know what that is?
No.
It's the Red Lobster.
Wait, what did you call it?
Scarlet Crustacean.
Crustaceans? I mean, just... Oh, speaking of Red Lobster, I have your biscuits downstairs that you can... No, I mean...
That's we're going to have for... That's our Valentine's.
That's you're going to do
that. Just a whole big thing.
You know what? And I'm going to tell you right now. It only makes like 8 of them.
Which in our world is really 4.
Right. I mean, he's going to just make one big ass. That would be amazing. No, like a loaf of bread. This is instead of like dipping it out, just kind of like, because it gets really sticky. So you could form it. And then sit it in
put it in a loaf and pan instead.
Oh my God, how amazing. I think I may need to tell. I forgot to tell you, I don't have the box anymore.
Why'd you take it out of the box?
Because we ate them all.
You said they were downstairs. You're lying.
Maybe.
Girl, then we're going to Costco right now and get another box.
No.
We were supposed to have those on New Year's Eve. No, Christmas.
Yeah. No, was it Christmas?
I think it was Christmas.
Oh, yeah, it was Christmas. Well, I had some. They were good.
Okay. Y'all, we got to go.
Oh, don't forget that to put the splice in Kathy Bacon's announcement of the towards the beginning.
And this one show, too?
That's yeah.
A lot of work. I'll do it. Oh. All right. But I'm going to keep it in the original spot. On the other show.
No, you should do it in the beginning.
No, because it doesn't make sense. Here's a phone call, and then we start talking.
No, don't do the phone call. Just splice up that piece of information.
Girl, too much work. You don't understand.
Oh my God.
I'll fix it. But the original show where she called is going to stay there.
Oh, Lord.
So, what was your name today? Oh, Frozen Princess? Ice Princess? Write it down. I don't have time to remember your name.
Icelandia. Yeah.
Wow.
Anyways,
that sounds like
give us
from
a call,
Iceland.
Email us, Twitter us, Facebook us, eat us,
holler at us,
do anything you want to do.
Holler at your boys.
I'm trying to make this as a little bit longer so I could go on.
We can't. We still have 9 minutes, so we gotta go.
Oh my God, are you serious?
This is Ricky. Bye.
Bye. Deuces.
Episode 599.
This is the last episode before we bring you a milestone.
What if we never do 600? This is our very last show.
Oh my God, no, that's not true. I think people would be
maybe
like...
Maybe it will be true.
Well, you know what? We're taking a break until we get enough mail. Via email, voicemail.
You better hope it doesn't happen during Christmas break, because then you won't get one till next year.
Yeah. So I think, I think that should be a little bit of a challenge for people.
All right, let's get it together. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following @FoulMonkeys. and visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/foulmonkeys and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, or just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there.